Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Thursday, July 13. Coming up, $40 million allocated to clean drains in Kingston and St. Andrew, Chief Parliamentary Counsel working on changes to New Road Traffic Act, and 50 children graduate early stimulation program. The news in detail after the break.
The Accountant General's Department has relocated from Public Building West King Street to the Oceana Hotel Building, 2 to 4 Church Street, Kingston. Our business hours remain Monday to Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Accountant General's Department may still be contacted at 922-832-027, email info at treasury.gov.jm, website treasury.gov.jm, and via WhatsApp 818-6583. We apologize for any inconvenience our relocation may have caused. The Accountant General's Department, service with excellence, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Approximately $40 million has been set aside to carry out major drain cleaning across Kingston and St. Andrew. The annual program started in May and seeks to reduce the flooding that usually occurs during the rainy periods. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Delroy Williams, says drains in Harborview and Bull Bay, as well as along Spanish Town Road, have already been cleared. Senator Williams adds that drains along the coastline spanning all divisions will be cleaned. He further notes that the program is maintained through the corporation's parochial revenue fund.
So basically, as the funds become available, we clean and observe and ensure that the drains are kept clean, especially the ones that are critical, that are in flood-prone areas.
Senator Williams was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He's urging Jamaicans to properly dispose of their garbage and refrain from dumping in gullies or drains. The University of Technology, UTEC, and the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to deliver a postgraduate degree program geared towards the economic development of rural communities. The Master of Science in Integrated Rural Development is expected to begin in 2018. Among the objectives of the program is to promote rural entrepreneurship as the engine of growth, as well as to increase the knowledge and technical skills of persons working in public and private sectors in areas that are intricately linked to rural development.
And we expect that out of this, there will be practical solutions that will be able to address some of the issues that we have out there in the communities. We expect we'll have capacity building, knowledge sharing, joint publications, and of course we expect other universities to come on board.
Chief Executive Officer of RADA, Peter Thompson, speaking at the MOU signing ceremony at UTEC on Wednesday. The degree program will be offered over 18 months. It is expected that 15 to 20 local students will be among the first batch of participants, with plans for the involvement of students from the wider Caribbean as the program progresses. Minister of Transport and Mining Mike Henry is assuring that the new Road Traffic Act will be brought to Parliament in short order. Speaking in Parliament Tuesday, Minister Henry said the draft legislation is before the Office of the Chief Parliamentary Counsel.
The Chief Parliamentary Counsel Department has still not finished the work on the bill, and some 344, I think, changes, I was told, is what is being implemented. I did say that we intend to hasten that position, and I'm advised that we should be getting that from the Chief Parliamentary Counsel not very long from now, but I'm hoping before the end of this month.
The updated law will repeal and replace the existing 1938 Road Traffic Act and will establish new offences as well as provide increased penalties for current offences. And 50 children with various mental and physical disabilities have been equipped for primary level studies, having successfully completed the Early Stimulation Program ESP Special Intervention Curriculum. Of the number, 35 will move on to special education primary level programs, while 15 will matriculate to the regular school system. At the annual graduation ceremony Wednesday at the ESP Assessment Center and Multipurpose Facility on Hanover Street, downtown Kingston, the young graduates were presented with certificates and lunch bags in preparation for the next stage of their education. Director and Principal of the ESP, Antonika Gunter-Gale, says the program has had a tremendous impact on the children and expressed satisfaction at their successful advancement to primary level education.
We are really proud of these children because some of them, when they came to us, they were unable to even feed themselves. They weren't able to even sit, smile, do a number of things. And through this special intervention, they have now received the necessary prerequisite skills to move on to the primary level special ed and regular education program.
The Early Stimulation Program is a special intervention initiative catering to children up to 6 years old who have various disabilities. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.